The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Does everything die? My son asked this morning, and I told him, yes, everything dies. Everything? He asked again, and this time my husband answered, yes, everything. Animals, people, plants, even rocks eventually ground down and disappear. I was grateful when he mentioned this thing about rocks essentially dying, because it gave me the chance to imagine the epoch-long and event-filled lives of rocks. That's what our life is, talking to our children, introducing them to the world. After they're asleep at night, our attention turns to the small and large things that fill up our own life, the needs we nurture, the wishes and dreams we aspire toward, and the ongoing nitty-gritty we work at, too. Keeping our home comfortable and intact, keeping our bodies intact, keeping up with friends, paying bills, and trying to make sure there is enough magic punctuating all of this to keep our children happy and ourselves. When I put it like that, it doesn't sound like much, but I like life. I like working. I like living life with the people I love. I suppose there is a part of me that must even like worrying, if only for how often I find myself doing it. Last night, driving home in the rain, I felt once or twice an instant when my car's wheels seemed to lose traction. Nothing happened, but I was filled with simultaneous dread and relief at the knowledge that under such conditions, something awful could have happened. I drove on more slowly than before, while everything inside me thrummed, clinging to life. Today's poem is A Joke About How Old We've Become by Adam Clay. I take a break from the morning's work to pay a credit card bill, to take the dog out, to water the plants in the hanging baskets. But why not instead take a walk through the early August morning before the heat wave hits? The body's still stretching itself out. The music goes from minor to major when you flip the album. But sometimes the minor starts over before you cross the room. And sometimes it's best to just listen. Best to not fill any space with words. The stars and the stripes catch the eye more so than the blank space, like a life to be filled up with something bigger than breath. My dad, last night on the phone, told me the tests came back positive, but not to worry. But how not to worry with his almost three decades ahead of me? And what is a year really when they pile up, time to dust the furniture again, to check on the slow-draining sink, clean it out, start the day with a list of what a day should even mean or be, not minding how fast the hours go by until eventually I will, which, by then, it will be too late. Though I do not mean my life means anything in the scheme of stepping back we all do, chipping at some unmovable block of rock, as if time won't eventually undo even its looming shape, too. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. And follow The Slowdown on Instagram and Twitter at slowdownshow.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.